This podcast is a resource of givinglight.org. Thank you for joining us on the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. You're listening to episode 20. Today's episode is a follow-up of last episode where we talked about God's generous nature. Today we're going to talk about how generosity looks like or how we walk out generosity in our everyday life. So Katie, why don't you take it?
Yeah. So one thing that I love is that in the economy of the kingdom, in the economy of generosity, that doesn't just mean that we get to partake of all of that goodness for ourselves, but as heirs to Jesus, as heirs of the kingdom, that means we actually get to be part of enacting that economy. We get to be the ones who are benefiting our world based upon that generosity. And so what does that look like for us in our everyday life? I'm a very practical minded person. So I want to know what that looks like. And so one thing that that looks like is really boundaries, which really goes contrary to what we would think if we're talking about giving and abundance and all of those things. Boundaries sound like big no's. They sound like, no, I can't do that. No, I'm not able to do that. That's my boundary. But what a boundary actually does is allows us to say yes because we're saying no in other areas. Mm-hmm. And so when we have a boundary in place, it's not saying, no, I can't be generous. Mm-hmm. It's saying, this is how I can be generous. And so when we have those boundaries in place, that's simply saying, okay, I'm going to decide ahead of time what generosity is going to look like in my life. Mm-hmm. And so if that's loving my neighbor, rather than saying, oh, I don't have time, it's opening up our mindsets. It's opening up our thinking to say, okay, I don't have a lot of time, but what can I do? What can I give to love my neighbor? And so it's taking that time to do that work ahead of time to set those boundaries, put them in place. So if somebody asking you for help, maybe you have people pulling on you all the time. And I know if you're a parent, you don't always have this luxury, but with other people in your life, if they're always asking and pulling on you for help, then just saying, okay, I'm going to decide from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, from this time to this time, I'm going to be able to help you. And if you communicate that boundary, it allows you to be generous, to give within that availability to where you're not going to have the life sucked out of you without having those boundaries in place.
So boundaries aren't that effective if you don't have a plan in place or you haven't truly thought about why you have those boundaries or actually set down to establish boundaries.
Right. And so the whole point is that we want to be generous like our Father in heaven.
Yeah.
And so being so convinced of that, then we're going to start to say, okay, then what does this look like? Mm-hmm. If I'm going to live this life, then I have to take the time to put the things in place that are going to allow me to live out that life of generosity.
Yeah. And so when you're not convinced of God's generosity and when we're not generous, we're not really a great representation of who he is.
Right. And that's what we all should want to be, is that good representation of him, of his heart, of his nature, of his economy, of his kingdom. And so it's saying, okay, God, I want to do this. And because I am so convinced of who you are, and because I so want to be a part of what you're doing, then I'm going to do the work to put some things in place to allow me to be generously every day.
I know that you talked about this before. It's one thing to believe that God will be abundant in your life, but it's quite another thing that you then can be that source of provision for someone else.
Yeah, and I feel like this is sometimes Christianity 2.0. Mm-hmm. You know, we all love knowing what God is doing for us. We all love the benefits that we reap from being part of the kingdom of God. But the next level of that, which is really kingdom living, is not just about us. It's about us modeling and doing the work of Jesus. Like he came to earth and was those things for us. Now we get to go and do the same that he did and be that representation of the Father on the earth.
I know last time we talked about that true abundance comes from the person of Jesus. And so it's so important to know where your source comes from. Because if you try to do it on your own strength, you won't be able to do it. You won't be able to live generously on your own strength, on your own ability. So why do you think it's so important to really connect to the source of all life, a source that never runs out?
Yeah, I think that's important in every part of our life. Anytime we're doing something outside of Him mm-hmm. and trying to do it on our own strength, and then we've lost the whole point. The main thing has to stay the main thing. It has to be Him that we're always pulling from, Him that we're always connected to, mm-hmm. always, 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 good, bad, and ugly. If we're going through something, it has to be with Him, not outside of Him. And so, yeah, when it comes to being generous, when it comes to living that life, we have to just stay inside of Him mm-hmm. because if we don't, we're going to suffer the consequences of trying to do it on our own selves. And that can even discolor our viewpoint of God. And it's all because we disconnected. We came apart from Him.
Yeah. You were talking about boundaries earlier. And one thing that you said in when you actually preached this, you said, you can't do everything, but you can do something. Or you can't help everybody, but you can help somebody. Why don't you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, so I'm a big, big person too. I will always tell you that you're powerful. God created you to be powerful. He did not create you powerless. And so anytime that we're saying I can't, or it's not possible, or I'm limited in any way, mm-hmm. then we have to kind of challenge ourselves and to say, okay, is that me outside of God, or is that me within God? Because if He can do the impossible, if He is the source of all good things, and I'm connected to Him, then nothing is impossible with Him. And so it challenges our thinking, it challenges our practicality, it challenges what we know in the natural, but there is always a solution in Him. And so we have to start looking at life, not that we can't, but saying, okay, God, I don't see how this is doable. Mm-hmm. So that means I need your help. I need you to yeah. show me what I can do in this moment, how I can be powerful, and how I can be a true reflection of your kingdom, because I'm not seeing how to do it on my own. I need you in this. And there will always be a way that we're able to give, because He is always able to give.
Let's say there's someone listening to this podcast and they're looking and saying, wow, I don't have boundaries. I don't even know the first thing I need to do to create boundaries. Why don't you just talk to that person and just give them a tip or things that they can do to start creating boundaries in their life?
So I think the very, very basics of boundaries are your yeses and your nos. And so taking one situation, don't try to do this in mass. Don't try to take your whole life and say, okay, I have to create boundaries. Just take one thing at a time and say, okay, I don't have boundaries in this area. I just go with the flow. I just see what happens. Mm-hmm. And it's good if you have an area in your life where it's not going well for you, where you feel like the life's being sapped out of you, or mm-hmm. it's an energy drain. Start there, because that's a telling sign that something is pulling life from you, because there's no boundaries in place. So start there and just say, okay, what can I say no to? What can I say yes to that's going to allow me to walk powerfully, and maybe make some adjustments there in that area?
I think boundaries are there to really protect you from burnout, because if you burn out, you're not going to really affect change in your world like we're called to do as Christians.
Yep, definitely. It's an area where we just really have to look at it and say, okay, what is life giving and what is life draining?
Yeah.
And of course, we all have things that we have to do that feel like they suck the life out of us, and we just have to do them. But yeah. They're, again, we're powerful in that and not powerless. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, one thing is I say, you know, complaining is never a good idea. No, complaining is a powerless behavior.
Yeah.
And so instead of complaining and just being affected by what's going on around you, starting to do the work of boundaries is a powerful move, and saying, okay, I can't do everything. I can't change everything. I can't change anyone. But what can I do? What am I powerful to do in this situation?
I think this is really important when you are creating boundaries in your life, that boundaries are not there to remove sacrifice from your life.
Right, because even Jesus, we know, you know, He gave His only Son. So yes, He gave, but that was a sacrifice even for the Father. And mm-hmm. so again, in the kingdom of God, things are not the way that they are in the world, where it's all about us. Mm-hmm. We are giving because He gave, and His abundance will always care for us. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to ever not cost us something. Just living for him is costing. It's saying, I'm going to do it your way instead of my way. And one example of that in the Bible is David. He went and he wanted to make a sacrifice to the Lord. The Lord asked for a sacrifice, and he goes to this man and he asks, you know, what do you have? I need to make a sacrifice. And the man says, you're the king. I'll give you whatever you want. You don't need to pay for it. And David, though he could have done that, David said, I would not give to the Lord something that did not cost me. And so there we just see that the generosity, again, is an act of worship to him. It's an act of reflection of who he is. Not reflection as in pondering, but a reflection of who he is. Mm-hmm. He sacrificed, he gave. And so what will I do that might cost me something because I am worshiping a God who gave to me so sacrificially?
Yeah, that's really powerful. If we think we're going to go through life without making some sacrifices or making some tough decisions, we'll be really disappointed.
Yeah, and really a good way to look at it with boundaries is I make my boundaries, I do my part, but when he speaks, his boundaries become my boundaries.
That's
he
good.
Always takes precedence. He always gets the right to change my plans and to change my ideas, whether that costs me or it doesn't. He always reserves that place in my heart.
And to walk generously, you have to have a strong foundation of trust.
Yep. And that goes right back to if we have to know who he is, we have to be convinced of who he is, knowing that he's always going to supply. And you know, one thing I just thought of is that verse where Paul says, my God will supply all. Now, we usually say all my needs according to his riches and glory. But when Paul is actually saying that, he was saying, no, my God will supply all of your needs. He was speaking to a group of people.
Yeah.
And that was actually right after they had just given. They had just sacrificed for Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can take that out of context sometimes and say, my God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. Is that true? Absolutely. But when you look at that verse, he's saying, you gave to me, and I am fully convinced because I am fully rooted in the generous nature of my God that he will care for you. And that's just a biblical principle. That's who he is.
So when Paul said that, it was in the context of another group sowing into him.
Yeah. And that was, there weren't a lot of people giving to him,
mm-hmm.
but they were ones who did sacrifice and who did give. And God said, and Paul said, I know that because you gave, your needs will be met. You will be supplied for.
Yeah, that's so good. So we talked about God's nature being one of generosity and that we were made in his image and that we were called to live a generous life. So why don't you just take some time and just pray for those that are listening to this podcast and just encourage them?
Yeah, absolutely. So one thing I just want to read is Proverbs 11, 24 through 25. And it said, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty.
Yeah.
A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And that is the truth, that if we can have that written on our hearts, knowing that because he is generous, I can be generous.
Yeah.
And when I refresh others, I will be refreshed. That's no questions asked. That is who he is.
Sure.
So if we can just become so rooted and grounded in that truth, we're going to be able to live not only supplied for ourselves personally, but we are going to be that supplier for our world, that solution bringer for our world, the one who can model what it is to be to be attached to a source that doesn't run dry. And so I just want to pray for you. Father, I just thank you for each one hearing my voice right now. God, I thank you that you are their ultimate source. God, you are the supplier of their every need. And Father, I thank you that you are so convincing them of this, that they are not going to question for a second that you're going to provide for them. They're going to know that they know that they know that they know that you are enough for them, and so that they can open their hands and be that open-handed, generous giver to their world. And so, God, I bless them, Father. I thank you for your helper, God, the Holy Spirit, that is going to help us to remind us when we're walking in areas of lack and having mindsets of scarcity. And God, I thank you for that gentle shift, that gentle correction, Father, that's going to allow us to live the lives that you've created us to be as sons and daughters of the living God, as heirs and co-heirs with Christ in the kingdom, and be ones to really walk this out and model it well to our world. So I just bless them now in Jesus' name.
Now, I know if you put these truths into action into your life, it will transform your life for the good and for His kingdom. So thank you for listening. Until next time, stay hungry and keep seeking.